Well, by now you've probably seen the TV ads warning parents that a lot of kids who take prescription drugs for fun took them from their parents. It's just one part of a life or death issue that's been taking young lives for years, and the issue is being taken right to residents in Bedford tomorrow afternoon, so parents, students, educators, politicians, and justice professionals can get a real understanding. John Monroe lost his stepdaughter, Brianne Ashley, from a combination of alcohol and prescription drugs when she was 20 years old. John Monroe joins us now. John, welcome back to Maritime Morning.
Thank you very much, Scott, for having me. Appreciate it.
Well, what were the circumstances of your stepdaughter's death?
She and I talked the night before she went out, and she was upbeat, positive, and she was going out to a friend's apartment to celebrate their upcoming birthday. They're both turning 21 in 4 or 5 days later. And I talked to her that night, and as I said, she was very, very positive and upbeat, and there was nothing that was on my radar screen that would say there was any impending crisis. The next morning, I arrived at her apartment because I wasn't able to reach her, so I went over to her apartment, and there was a police officer standing at her apartment door. Mm. And after some discussion, we discovered I was told that my daughter was at the morgue.
Mm.
So, as you can appreciate, as Brianne was my youngest, I just started weeping uncontrollably, and I wept every day uncontrollably for months and months, and I still do that. But now I'm able to talk with more control, as I'm talking now.
Mm-hmm.
So I felt it was necessary and important to bring the message to other parents and young people that there are very real dangers out there that aren't probably being addressed in the right fashion.
Well, what drug did she take?
I'm sorry?
What drug did she take?
She had the alcohol and prescription drugs, most notably Dilaudid, which she did not have a prescription for, and I'd never known her to use Dilaudid or even talk about it, using it. She and I had a very open relationship. She talked freely about what she was doing, and I had been telling her to cut down on the partying and that sort of thing. And as you know, many young people party too much. She was no exception to that. But Dilaudid she somehow came in possession of Dilaudid, a powerful painkiller, which is known to cause many, many deaths of young people throughout North America and the United States. They're calling it an epidemic.
Well, Dilaudid is pretty much synthetic heroin.
Well, that's correct. It is a derivative of morphine, correct.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
So what have you learned about prescription drug abuse since then that you're able to share with other parents?
Well, I am not an expert on the matter of prescription drug use or abuse. But I do have my story to tell, so mm-hmm. I thought what I would do is host a meeting in Bedford tomorrow afternoon at 1 o'clock at the LeBrun Center with a view to bringing other people together that know more about the situation than I do.
Mm-hmm.
Amy Graves, for example, has done a considerable amount of research on the matter. She lost her brother through the same mishap, to an accidental overdose of alcohol and Dilaudid. And she is going to be at the meeting to talk about that. She can talk very factually about drugs and alcohol, as other people can who will be there. So we'll have people there who have used prescription drugs illegally. And we'll have other people there who can talk about having lost a loved one. So the message, Scott, is very simple here. If you're a parent and you're living a very busy life, there is nothing more important than the health and safety of your children.
Mm-hmm.
We all know that. So that's what this meeting is all about. How can we protect our children? How can we avoid the catastrophe that I and others have gone through? And I think people need to know about that. It has to be the blanket has to be taken off this light. And people need to recognize the potential epidemic that is hidden here, and we need to address it. We need to deal with it in whatever fashion we can. And it begins with the parents. It begins with the grandparents, because we're the ones that are most concerned with our young people. And then other people, such as the politicians and the educators, the health officials, the all those other people in authority will listen to us as parents and grandparents. But we have to make our thoughts known.
Well, John Monroe, I hope you find some comfort and fellowship with the other people who you're meeting with there, and hopefully we can communicate some kind of message to the parents and the young people and the government and the police, get everybody involved, because we don't need more people dying. Having a little thrill when you're young from a drug that you shouldn't even have is not worth dying for.
Absolutely, Scott. Thanks so much. So everyone, it's 1 o'clock tomorrow at the LeBrun Center in Bedford, Nova Scotia, obviously.
36 Holland Avenue, 1 o'clock to 3 o'clock, and everyone's welcome.
Thanks so much, Scott.
Thank you, John Monroe, for joining us on Maritime Morning. News is next. Then, if HRM wants to cut back the hours, should the harbor ferries instead be run by a private company? Plus, today is the day geeks can show their pride. That's ahead in the next hour of Maritime Morning.